Is this the right channel?
I don't know.
No, it's not. Keep turning. Keep turning the fucking dial. Turn the dial. Turn the dial.
Damn it.
That's why they call me back on there. I can't in there.
Hello, my little droogs. Welcome to another exciting episode of Tricycle Stunt Club. Yes, Tricycle Stunt Club. I am your host, Jake.
I am the second host, Aaron.
This tres host, Grant. No, yeah, Grant.
I'm Luke. I guess I'm the fourth host.
It's like the Power Rangers, except
we don't have a black guy.
We don't have a black guy.
Or an Asian lady.
Or a female.
And we don't wear the colors.
Johnson.
We don't wear the colors of the rainbow. I think
that's something we need to fix.
We all need to wear rainbows.
At the moment.
All need to wear rainbows and the light up Reeboks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would totally be awesome in a horror movie to wear. You'll never get caught.
They'll never see me running through the dark woods.
Jason's like, where'd that little faggot with fucking shoes go? Oh, hey, look, there he is. Oh, those police light shoes?
He's gonna run away because they're red and red and blue lights flashing.
It's two little mice on bikes. Their reflectors are going up.
Some mouse on the bicycle.
So. But okay, yeah, this podcast we have no direction.
Let's
nothing at all. It's probably just gonna be babbling on for an hour of just shit. So I guess we're going to do this, we changed the name to Tricycle Stunt Club, because Jake and Aaron legitimately added two new members.
That would be me.
Which would be Lucas.
And me.
Which
Grant.
Grant.
Yeah.
I love how you raised your hand, too.
I know. We're on video, but...
It's not a video podcast. We could do it.
Yet. It will be an all-new video podcast.
Goddamn right.
You can count me out.
I need to get another one.
I do, too.
Well, not right now.
Grant
is taking a leave of absence for a moment.
And he's...
As you hear, he opened the door. He's fetching more,
booze!
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Boof!
Okay, first thing I want to talk about, you're going to really hate it because you already told me you did. He told me you loved it. Fucking Machete.
Ugh.
Loved it.
That was
a high five.
I thought it was a
garbage. That was a high five.
I haven't seen it.
That was definitely a garbage movie.
I haven't seen it, but The Expendables is amazing.
Expendables was fucking ridiculous,
The Expendables was retarded.
But how are you going to, praise Expendables, you're gonna down Machete.
I haven't seen
First off, I don't like.
You haven't seen Machete?
No, I haven't.
You can borrow it, my friend.
I don't care for Danny Trejo. He's the guy, he's the main character in Machete. He is Machete.
No, you can spend.
No.
Well, for $350, you can have him come to a birthday party because that's how terrible of an actor he is. I mean,
you
I'm
guys,
not joking.
You know
I mean, literally, you can.
Well, now you know what I want for my
really?
Birthday.
Like, right. Yeah, no, it's probably maybe a grand, but he will come to your
but
house
even
for
still,
a birthday
like, party. A bunch of friends get together.
Yeah, I want all my friends.
Can we
don't
just
get me a gift. You get me Danny Trejo.
Just can we, yeah.
Just give me a Machete signed by Danny Trejo. As much as I don't like the movie, that would be pretty badass.
No, it would just be cool to hang out with him.
I'm the Yellow Ranger.
Well,
we're all Black Rangers.
I'm a blue. It's navy.
That is so black.
That's black
and black.
Dude, are you guys fucking colorblind? Dude, that
no.
No,
navy.
That's black.
Dude, no, that is fucking navy.
No,
like,
dude, that's
compare
black.
It to your
that's
shirts.
Black
it looks
black
exactly
black.
The
compare
same.
Compare
it to my...
It's faded black.
No, it is not. It is navy. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? My shirt
yes.
is navy. They're all douchebags. Fuck
yes,
you guys.
I point outside. There's a ship. That's navy. That is black.
In the navy.
Dick fuckers.
You dick fucks.
You sausage biters. We got off topic.
No, nah, slobbers.
We have no topic. So
you cum guzzling bastard.
I am a dirty bitch.
No one said that
you
one.
You guys in parties at boof.
But okay, Machete. I'm not a big fan of Robert Rodriguez.
I'm
not a big fan of Danny Trejo.
I know. You know they made a Cabin Fever 2.
Went straight to DVD, I believe.
It did.
I never saw it.
I've never even seen Cabin Fever.
Eli Roth didn't have anything to do with
that.
Set that
near my PS3.
It's a PS3 level. Yeah. But okay, I think we should do a little background or a little information on each individual person. So I guess, I don't know. I will start. Favorite game? Favorite game of all time is Quidditch. No, I'm joking.
Well, Tifa, time out. They can't see you, so who the fuck are you? Like,
well, they can probably tell by the voice, but this is
Grantalicious.
Grantissimo.
G Money, Grantalicious, Onion.
G Rant's Wishes.
Yeah.
Grantco.
Grantco. Yeah.
Look at his shirt.
Sweet. Yeah.
But you're just that. You're number two.
He's
number one.
Luke Co.
Alright, Grant, go ahead and tell the audience.
See, world, quote unquote.
Yeah.
For all three.
Because it's the internet, everybody's everybody's friend. And also, everybody's everybody's enemy.
Tom is in your extended network.
Tom died of AIDS.
I wonder if Tom has a Facebook.
That's actually a legitimately awesome question.
Like, I'm serious. Like,
they probably
no one's on MySpace. I have to talk to my friend somehow.
They probably won't.
Fuck.
The company probably won't. He sold it to Fox, I think. They probably won't let him.
They sold Facebook to Fox?
No, they sold MySpace.
MySpace,
to Fox.
So.
You know, it's.
I've actually noticed, like,
Tom getting a MySpace is like a preacher denouncing Christ.
And I like how there's no.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
My bad.
But yeah, so, I like how there's no literally space in MySpace now. It's literally a space.
Yeah.
It's my underscore. And an underscore.
Yeah.
That's fucking gay.
That is pretty retarded. I'm not going to lie.
Like, Facebook, are they going to change their name to, like, a fucking face?
No, it's just going to be a smiley face and then a picture of a book.
Yeah.
And then they'll do what Google does, and they'll change the picture every now and then. Like, one day it'll be Winnie the Pooh, and the other day it'll be
See, I like that. It brightens my day.
Yeah.
When I go to Google, and it's something clever.
Different. Like,
yeah, I use Google as my search engine, but I don't really care either way of what they do.
I like how they're the most profitable company, and they started out as a search engine.
It's ridiculous.
Anything's possible.
Like, they're a search engine. Like, they're a search engine. And what have they done?
Considered a good director.
See, personally, I think Michael Bay would be an awesome director if he directed video games. Yeah. If he was a video game director, he'd be fucking awesome at it.
We're going to put an explosion right here. Explosion! This game is fucking cool!
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Luke mentioned that I want to see I Am Number 4. Because, I don't know,
like
it looks
I
cool.
Am Number 2.
But Luke said that he doesn't want to see it because it's directed by Michael Bay. No,
it's not
produced.
Directed. Yeah,
it's produced
not,
by
yeah.
Michael Bay.
He has his hands in it. It's gonna make it gross. It's like
it's gonna make it gnarly like onions.
I like. I do. I don't care.
It's like exactly. It's like cooking it with onions. It stinks.
I like onions. Well, are you gonna see what is it? The Sanctum?
Probably not.
No, neither am I because it looked like shit.
Well, that was
Based on true story. Well, you know, looks like a rehash of one of your other movies.
James Cameron did not direct that.
He was a producer.
I think so, yeah. He lent them the camera.
You know what it is.
That he used in Avatar. That's all he did.
You know what is terrible? The Last Exorcism.
He lent them the camera.
I haven't seen it.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked really bad.
Actually, you know, movies, there hasn't been a good movie out in a while.
M. Night Shyamalan.
No, not really.
I think his best movie was Unbreakable.
No, I totally disagree.
But my
opinion is going to vary from...
What,
like,
is The Village?
Yeah, I love The Village. Unbreakable was just too dry. It just took forever for anything to develop.
Dude, I liked Unbreakable.
That's why they call me Mr. Glass.
Like, Unbreakable. And I really love Lady in the Water.
Your
I don't
name
care.
Is Samuel.
I don't really care what anybody thinks. Lady in the Water is amazing. Paul Giamatti is the shit.
I thought it got a little goofy at the end. Like,
I work out one half of my body.
That was ridiculous, but it was still cool.
I never watched it.
You've never seen Lady? It's
no.
I enjoy it. I like it.
I also like The Happening, but
I enjoyed The Happening.
You too. Yeah,
that was a lip smack. They're kissing over here.
Actually,
there's blood. There's a lot of blood now.
Those butt cheeks smacking. That's what. And it was a dildo.
No, okay, anyways, we veered off. Anyways, Grant, you said you were going to talk about yourself?
Oh, yeah, introduction, yeah.
Wait, that sums it up, I think. Ass to ass.
No, no.
Ass to ass for Grant.
Grant, dill don't.
Dill don't.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
That's like the whole joke with... I really wanted to say something about the luminescent monkey and...
This fucking...
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, but I wanted to so bad. Like, it was... Yeah, but okay, I don't know.
Right, with the London Monkeys one day.
Probably a favorite game, all times, I don't know. I love Kingdom Hearts. Favorite game at the moment?
No.
I'm playing Gran Turismo 5. I like it. Ghostbusters, a video game, is pretty cool. And Halo is gay as shit and could suck my balls. And all you X-Balls lovers... can go eat your own dick and fuck yourself, eat a pile of shit, and die. All right,
I'm going to give you a high five for that, Grant, because that was a fucking amazing.
As a disclaimer, we don't want to offend any potential Xbox player listeners. That's Grant's personal opinion.
Yeah.
And everybody else that listens, or that, excuse me, that is in here, I believe, shares that opinion with Grant. But...
X-Balls!
We're not trying to... to offend anybody. That's
not a good sign when you laugh when you're explaining the disclaimer.
I'm also a little drunk.
Yeah, we drink things fast.
Yeah.
Okay,
we did. So
Luke, about yourself.
Well,
I skipped you. So
I'm Luke. I'm number four. I am number four. I'm the ginger.
I don't get it.
I like long walks on the beach.
Cool.
The Kentucky beaches.
Yeah, that are near the river.
There's a lot of coal here. There's a lot of grass beaches
so
here.
There are a few beaches in Kentucky, but they're not really near oceans. They're near
lakes.
Of disgusting
lakes.
Brown water.
Or
a lot of ducks who want to bite you.
I don't fuck with that shit. Fuck ducks.
Duck fuck.
Duck hunt. Piss me off towards
yes,
ducks.
Yes, exactly.
Duck, dude, duck hunt.
No, duck
awesome.
Hunt pissed me off towards dogs. Fuck that dog.
Duck hunt. Jesus Christ.
I think Jake was afraid I was going to vomit because he moved out.
I've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
it's
just
not
Grant
like
either. You've
no,
seen
no,
me vomit.
I mean, that happened on my birthday. Though. I was
vomited
like,
under my bed.
Under your bed.
Yeah.
Under.
I vomited under.
He missed the camera, though.
I pushed your video camera because I was like, oh, no, the camera.
That was sweet of you.
Oh, yeah, I tried. That's right.
You only created an obstacle, so you...
Oh, look,
you
the
know.
Camera, and you unzip it. Dude, you vomited in the camera bag.
That,
no, I didn't.
That did not actually happen. That was a joke.
That was a fabrication of the truth.
Aaron.
Or a fabrication
so,
of a
who's,
already...
Who's going next?
Lie.
Aaron.
Who's going next?
Why don't you tell us about yourself?
Well...
Aaron's German, apparently.
I am German!
That would make
he likes he likes Wiener Schnitzel and Wiener...
I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say I'm not German.
I'm not German either.
I don't even know.
And for those of you who don't know, Aaron and I are brothers.
High five that!
And I'm
bro,
Luke.
Bro!
I'm number four.
I am number one.
Each.
I'm number two. I'm number three. I'm like the middle child.
Yep,
because
Grant is number two.
due to Luke's shirt.
It's a soccer jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently I own my own company, which I did not know, and I really need to get some royalties off that bitch.
What you got, Aaron?
Because I'm broke.
Fuck their ear pussies.
Let's see.
Instant orgasm right there. That noise.
God. On a serious note, I enjoy video games.
When did Sean Connery join us?
Or Warren.
I was about to say that, but I didn't.
No, okay, anyways. Fuck you, dick swallowers.
I don't do that, I would choke.
That's
a pretty solid object to swallow.
That's a lot of meat at once.
Oh man, this makes me think of poof.
Like Transylvania.
It's just like pooping in reverse.
Giant ball. You see?
What?
For those of you who don't know, this is this movie called Transylvania. And they're trying to smuggle drugs from, or excuse me, weed. From
America,
from America to Europe,
footsie with me,
and they're doing it through condoms and anally, And there's this big, huge, like, it's like a pound and a half of weed or something like that.
Not, but, like, one guy, it's kind of shaped like a turd. And the other guy who gets, shoves it up the Asian dude's butt, it's just a balloon. Like, it's there's no shape to it. It's just a circle. Just a giant circle smothered in lube. And I can't express enough smother.
It's dripping.
In lube.
Any more about yourself?
Well, first off, I would never, ever, ever do that.
Smuggle weed?
No, I would smuggle weed.
Dude, I would smuggle weed just out of my ass.
Well, yeah, definitely that.
I'd
never
my
smuggle
shoes.
Anything up my ass. If a Coca-Cola beverage became illegal, I would not smuggle it up my asshole.
I may. Love Coke.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far. There's not enough lube in the world.
I mean, Canada, I gotta get this back home.
Really poopy.
No!
They poop in reverse.
Anyways,
fucking.
More about myself, I guess.
Yeah, Aaron.
Let's see.
Trump podcast.
I am in school right now at this very point in time. Right this minute.
We are in school.
I'm in class. College.
But I'm in high school. And I'm drunk.
My older brother is in high school.
I dropped out at the age of 4 and a half. I learned how to bicycle backwards.
4 and a half. I was in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I was in the Guinness Book of World Records before to be in the dumbest single individual on planet Earth. Next to a chimpanzee in Africa.
That
the glowing one. The glowing one. He is smarter than I am.
You
but
can't.
Wait.
Rationalize.
But you can speak English.
Talk. Actually, he can too. He just doesn't want to tell you.
You and Cameron Diaz.
It's a secret.
Cameron Diaz are the running for dinner. I fucking hate Cameron Diaz.
So Aaron, we're currently in class.
But not really.
Anything else that we would like to know about you?
Favorite game? Is of all time.
Ever is the quest.
God damn, everybody's like belching and farting. It's insane. My room stinks. My classroom, that is.
Because Aaron is a teacher.
I am a teacher.
Mm.
What else?
I'm not a teacher. my favorite game of all freaking time is...
Legend of Gaia?
No, what? The Illusion of Gaia.
Same thing.
On the Super Nintendo. Clinky clink.
Yeah,
clinky clink. That was a really pathetic
that game
clinkle.
Was... We're testing with aluminum cans. Coors Light, bitches.
In the can.
I'm 12 years old.
I'm 4 and a half. 4 and a half.
And I'm still in high school.
He's 23.
I'm Jake. 72 and a pedophile.
Hey. My name's Danny. Hey. My name's Danny.
Get the fuck out, Danny.
Fuck. Yo.
No, because that is not just a derogatory statement in your language. That is a very offensive and disgusting statement. Go away.
I mean, I'm not serious about it. I just want to suck your dick.
No! No, no, no! Get out!
On that note, hey, I'm Jake.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Got any cigarettes?
Hey, what's up, Carl?
You can't eat cup.
You can't eat cup, it's silly, Kenny.
Because I'm really that big of trouble. Just
no, you gotta boil it first.
Softens up the glue. That's barber. That's an industry term. You put on your respirator. You know how long it took me to get them to hire a 7-year-old?
14 years! Wait, what?
I got lost there,
okay,
man.
Yeah.
What the fuck was just said?
I don't know.
I'm drunk.
Anyways.
My name's Jake.
Daylor.
My name's Jake. I'm Blood Taboo, and I'm back curious. Gross.
Not really.
That was pretty...
That goes.
That is now an adjective.
That one goes out to like South Park fans, who...
I know, Butters.
Well, hey, Butters, I don't want to get the AIDS.
All right, so anyways, about Jacob here.
My name is Jake.
Hey.
I drink beer a lot.
Hey.
I don't smoke drugs.
Hey.
But I do drink too much.
Hey.
I drive a lot after I drink.
Hey.
Sometimes I...
That's incriminating. If you're going to incriminate yourself, I smoke weed.
Because cops listen to this.
I
smoke Scooby Snacks, which is now illegal, which is very sad.
I smoke meth!
That's just a joke. I don't really smoke meth.
No, it's not.
I take
really
random
good.
Strange men home and fuck them in the ass in front of their kids.
And I tell their mother to watch.
You will watch this confirmation.
Gross.
Gross.
Nah, my name's Jake. I'm 22 years old. I like 21.
Somebody...
I'm 22.
I'm 21.
Oh, I thought you were
23. We're just elaborating on each year. I'm 20. Actually, I'll be 22 in March, but I'm 21 right now.
Today is February 17th.
This is Walter Conkrite. I'm going to eat some concrete and water the plants. Yeah, okay.
With your dick. I'm going to jizz on them. It's going to get...
Okay, all right, stop.
Sorry, seeds. All right.
So, we just took a quick... 10-second break, and,
10-second. That was awesome.
I think Grant just shit himself.
It smells like a skunk in here. It
smells like bacon gone bad. It's just not good.
No, bacon is always good. Actually, no. If you overcook and you don't burn it crispy, it's disgusting.
Bacon... crispy,
it's like crumbles
nasty.
In your mouth.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just not good.
And it tastes
it's
like
all,
charcoal.
Yeah, it's all burnt shit.
That
who
shit raw.
Who the fuck eats it like that, man? You gotta just like wave it over the stove for a second.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's bite a pig.
That's bite.
There's my bacon for the day.
I don't care. Got my protein and salt. My Jack Nicholson wolf from just out in the woods and a boar walk just comes by, and dive on it and take a big hunk out of its side with my teeth.
Gross.
Yeah.
You
know, when you were describing that, all I could think about was the movie Deliverance.
Go ahead, take your pants off.
Squeal like a piggy.
Panties. Panties too.
Oh, that movie was horrible. Thank you, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Without a mustache.
Oh.
Okay. You're only cool with your weird cruising
stuff. Fu Manchu-ish thingy.
He wasn't even cool in that one.
Your Fu Manchuables.
Flintstones.
Really bad Japanese cereal.
Fu Manchuables!
That sounds like a bad.
Fu Manchuables!
Sounds like a bad Japanese vitamin.
Fu Manchuables! Fu Manchuables!
Make your vitamin C!
Make your mustache grow real big! Fu
Manchuables!
Real big to a Japanese man. I don't even want to get into that.
Anyways.
Well, Japanese people are cool.
So, anime is cool.
I do love.
So, I think Pearl Harbor is very cool.
No,
Tommy. I know it doesn't make sense. Fuck it. Let's party like it's 1943. Everyone's scared.
But 1943 would just be World War II. 1941 was Pearl Harbor.
Don't touch my arm with your gold fingers.
I know it's World War II. Just quit.
You are Jew. Jufra? Is that what you're going to call
me? Yeah, I was going to
tell
you, you are a really bad hair.
You
are
a bad hair.
You
are Michael Cera.
You are athlete's foot. You are athlete's foot.
You are a blue waffle.
You are just disgusting and smelly.
A blue waffle?
All right, T for timeout, guys.
No.
T for timeout. Like
T for Terminator.
What's the worst insult you've ever gotten?
Hit on by Giga?
That's not
really.
That's not
it's
still
a
compliment.
You're like,
yeah,
no, yeah, the those... How About Your Mother episode I watched where they went to the gay bar.
No, I mean
Wayne Brady played what's his name?
Neil Patrick Harris's gay brother.
Yeah.
Wayne Brady.
But they go like Ted and Marshall, they go to the gay bar.
Yeah,
I like your sweater, and he's like, yeah, you know, I feel good. It's great to be hit on by gay guys.
It's like it's a compliment, but it's not. You're like, I don't really want
it's a compliment.
To
it's cool. Well, thank you for hitting on me, but I will not have sex with you, and
it's
I do not like to fuck things in the butt.
Compliment I won't return.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel good about myself.
Right.
If a gay guy thinks you're attractive, then hell yeah. You're good.
I'm not gonna do
if
it.
If I'm attractive enough to make a dude think I'm hot, so fuck, maybe at least one chick would be like, hey, have my baby.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
Anyways, about you, Jake.
I'm having a baby.
Yeah. Can you elaborate on your bio?
Because we never really finished on you.
My Bioshock?
Yeah.
Terrible game.
What?
Fuck you, Grant.
I'm going to beat you with your own guitar.
I'm going to beat you with my knuckles.
I'm going to beat someone with my dick.
Like it owes me money.
Or you can just beat yourself with your dick.
I just want to...
Still doesn't really work out.
He's gonna smack my dick on the side.
Ah! Oh!
Take that in your thigh.
Or your belly button.
Take that knee. Oh.
Take that ankle.
Take that big toe.
Yes. Grab your socks.
That was actually a Kevin Federline rap lyric. Grab your socks.
Really?
I guess he implies bend over and grab your socks because I'm going to do things to your fanny.
Gross.
Because I'm your nanny.
Because I'm Kevin Federline and everyone knows that.
Yeah. What the fuck is he? I know the name.
He's Britney Spears' ex-husband.
I guess.
Well, on a serious note, though, like, never mind. I was going to admit to something that I don't want to.
That you liked the Britney Spears song.
Yeah, the new one's actually really good.
I haven't heard it and probably don't really care that much about it.
Okay,
This was
something that was kind of recent. I didn't actually...
I was hiccuping.
Oh. I didn't actually see it, but I heard the Black Eyed Peas did terribly at the Super Bowl.
Oh, God, yes, it was bad.
Okay, first off...
It was like getting punched in the face.
First off, they're terrible anyway.
It's the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But their performance is like getting teabagged in the face by Fergie's camel toe.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, you know she's packing some heat.
She's got a ginormous clit.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's like a small dick.
Or maybe it's
oversized
just a
clit. Next step is an undersized dick.
Yeah, maybe it's just a tiny penis that she has. Whatever.
She's disgusting. She's not attractive.
Josh Duhamel, you went from Las Vegas to.
You didn't really hurt your career.
Yeah.
Las Vegas sucked.
What did he do? When
he did that movie
with
Catherine Heigl.
And he did, oh yeah, what?
He did Teresa's.
Life as We Know It.
Yeah.
Yes. I actually kind of liked Teresa's. For a straight to DVD movie, it was pretty good.
I haven't seen it.
I watched the Paranormal Activity 2 last night.
I'm sorry.
No, what? It's actually
I actually
pretty
heard
good.
It wasn't that bad.
It's
I haven't
not,
watched
it's
it.
It's not bad.
Myself,
it's pretty good.
I didn't like the first one.
It's on Netflix.
Like the first one better.
Netflix.
First one's alright.
Speaking of Netflix, I have been addicted as fuck to Arrested Development. That show is so fucking funny. If you don't watch it, do it.
Or go die.
Please.
Please.
When Michael Cera was good.
Yeah, he was actually funny on that show. Now he's just an annoying fucking twat. I really don't like listening to him. I can't stand watching him.
I want to hang out with him.
I would party with you, Sarah. I want to hang out with him so I can bash his skull in. That's what I want to do.
With my knee.
Yo, what you did was Arrested Development, you cocksucker!
I do like Scott Pilgrim.
Fucking douchebag.
I like Scott Pilgrim a lot.
I do like it.
I like it a lot.
Everybody
I like beat that.
I hate that movie, only because of Michael Cera.
I was really turned off by the movie because of Michael Cera. And then I saw it, and I'm like, you know what? It's not that bad.
It's actually really fucking funny.
It was not that enjoyable because
you have to enjoy being rich, buying expensive things, letting everyone know that at least even if you're broke, you will still always be better than them.
What?
I don't know what you're quoting, but I like it.
Eastbound and Down.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love that show. Damn it, Brian. It's hilarious.
April Big Cannons?
I don't know. I just saw boobs and rainbows and I just used my hands.
I just start touching your ass and then start feeling really dizzy and everything got all colorful and just came in my pants.
Oh, that show.
What's up,
Danny
April?
McBride. Thank you for existing.
I just come to my pants. No, I'm joking. I didn't come in my pants.
What the change in my pants?
I'm joking. I didn't come
quit
in my
trying
pants.
To play footsie with me, Grant.
God,
I know,
moving.
I had to switch legs because I was afraid that you were playing footsie with
I'm
me.
I'm just moving.
I'm just moving.
I'm just
moving. Just living.
I'm just jazzing. I'm just jiving. I'm James Brown in it. You know, whatever.
And he has to drive.
It's all good.
Get a whore and you'll be good.
I'm going to drink until I can't feel feelings anymore.
I'm so happy I can't feel my arms. That's actually probably one of my
least favorite
no.
Will Ferrell movies.
Yeah, it, but it's still funny.
What
still
is it?
Funny at parts, but it's semi-pro.
Yeah. Semi-pro?
We were talking about this last night.
Yeah.
Or the night before.
I don't remember it very well.
Yeah, it's good.
Will Ferrell has done a lot of great movies, but he's done a couple shitty movies.
He needs to... What I think he needs to do is step away from comedy.
Great movies. I'm going to list them right here.
Cool.
Top three.
What he needs to do is step away from comedy and do something serious for a bit, because his
he has done serious roles.
Yeah, but he doesn't do them as frequently as comedic roles. And I think he needs to do a drama in...
it's like taking Ryan. That's like Ryan.
Jacking off the air.
Top three favorite, like, Will Ferrell movies. Anchorman, Old School, Stranger Than Fiction.
False. Anchorman.
False.
Anchorman.
You suck. Ricky Bobby?
No, Anchorman.
Talladega Nights.
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers. I forgot Step Brothers.
Step Brothers was funny, but I think Talladega Nights beats it.
I got belly full.
Yeah, with John C. Reilly.
I got belly full. My dog crap right now. You're laying this horse shit on me.
Why are you so sweaty? I was watching Cops.
You keep your liver spotted hands off of my beautiful mother. You get down here and write me and Dale a check for $10,000, you geriatric fuck.
It's the Catalina wine mixer. The fucking
Catalina wine mixer. I've literally seen him rip someone from that song. The way him, like,
Him
and his brother in the movie hug. That's how me and my brother hug. We're like,
yeah, I bet you like that, faggot. I'm okay with the gay community, just so you guys know.
I don't even consider fag a gay slang. I consider it the definition of anyone who owns or wants a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
I like that. High five.
What? That was the Carl Weathers Arnold Schwarzenegger moment right there.
The fucking, like...
Wait. We have to take a lock hand. Have you pushed in too many pencils?
I don't know what to say here.
You don't say anything.
Okay, sweet.
Because you're Dylan and you're black.
Dylan!
You son of a bitch.
You son of a
bitch.
And that's...
I wonder how they met.
Oh, yeah? Did you know,
I hurt my fucking...
God damn!
Did you know that, yeah, Chuck Norris... Chuck Norris... Well, Mr. T once...
What is your deal with Chuck Norris? Every podcast.
Awesome. Because he's fucking awesome. And Mr. T...
I want Chuck Norris to backflip off my head.
Once, listen, look, I'm going to just stare at you and you're like...
You know, this isn't a video podcast.
I know.
The faces you make don't go on.
That's okay, because that was the best Chuck Norris face I've ever seen.
I wish my O face was me growing a red beard and being looking just like Chuck Norris. When I ejaculate, I turn into Chuck Norris.
I want you to know something. That is my O face.
What?
I get all muscly.
But yeah, Jesus on a motorcycle
would probably be the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Did you say Jesus on a motorcycle?
Jesus on a motorcycle.
One of those things exists.
I'm a frog. I'm a lizard. I'm a lizard.
Yeah, who needs to invent the motorcycle now? God.
Now someone needs to invent a motorcycle. What is it?
Somebody invent Jesus quick.
Wait, it's already been done.
I'm going to invent something called a Jesus, but really it just helps you, like, chop vegetables.
But people will just...
It's a slap chop, too.
People will call it the Jesus.
The Jesus slap chop.
Slap chop Jesus.
Jesus.
The
no,
Jesus
no.
Slap chop turbo.
No.
Jesus crazy.
It's a slap chop, but it's
only
a figurine of Jesus.
It's the slap
chop. Buddy Jesus.
Yeah.
He's ready to slap chop.
Yeah.
It's the slap chop, but only works on communion wafers.
It's too fragile for anything else.
You think it can at least cut celery, goddamn.
I know, it cuts through stale bread all the time. Stale crackers.
I can't even cut
and
potato
grape juice.
Shit. Fucked up.
Grape juice.
I'm gonna cut some bread. I have to pour grape juice all over the counter before it even works.
It's the blood of Christ, though.
What
so,
I like to do is I like to take the communion wafers and dip it in a little bitty cup full of grape juice and then kind of nibble on it.
Blood!
I like to have chips and dip all the time. Chips and dip. Chips.
But his definition
of
chips and dip are communion wafers and grape juice.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to get some, bitch.
Local church. The first of every month.
So, one of the most annoying fucking things to me right now. I
fist pound.
Fist pound.
Bam.
Fist pounds?
Annoying.
Where I work, sometimes we'll flip and flop between radio stations. Yes,
flip and flop.
Flippity flappy.
Well, flippy flappy.
Sometimes we'll wind up on like the blah blah blah, the bear, or the bear. And
I think we need to have one of those.
It's fucking terrible because country music sucks balls so hard now.
Except for Hank Williams.
That's
third.
Not now.
But yeah,
I mean,
the
like,
third. That's not really country. Well, it is country music,
but
it's like
not. It's like bluegrass.
It's
folk,
not Tim McGraw.
I like
country.
Bluegrass folk music, but I hate that shit. It's like I'm country, and he's like, I was fucking skydiving, fucking Rocky Mountain climbing. It's like, yeah, I don't see a lot of fucking Rocky Mountains on the fucking farm, you dick.
I see it. I see a lot of Rocky Mountains.
I see a lot of Rocky Mountains.
I see a lot of Blue Mountains in my hand.
Yeah.
The silver bullet.
I black out and wake up pregnant. That's what happens when I drink.
I'm not going to elaborate on anything of what you just said.
I'm just putting it beneficial to the world.
Or your,
yeah.
Dig
dad. Dude, I just lost my train of thought.
But Luke Strange just got derailed. It's just like,
no.
It's like that D. Washington movie. And by D. Washington, I mean Denzel.
That movie was actually surprising.
Unstoppable.
I
want to
cool.
see it. I want to see it.
I thought it would look boring as shit. And then I watched it and was like, this is pretty cool, actually.
Man. But it's the dude who played fucking Captain Kirk in, you know, Star Trek. So.
And Denzel.
And Denzel Washington.
And what the fuck's your name? It looks like an alligator.
Sarah
Betty White?
Marker?
No.
She looks like a foot.
No, yeah, she looks like
no.
The bottom of a foot that stepped in gum with that mole on her fucking face.
Sarah Jessica Parker just looks like
she
a
looks
big,
like,
giant ass.
She
like,
looks like
not a good ass, just a cottage cheese.
She looks like the Nazis hit her in the face.
She looks like the troll. The troll in Central Park.
She looks like a troll. And troll.
Troll, yes.
She looks like...
Or the troll in, you know...
She looks like
the
when the gremlins kind of, like, are going evil, but not fully evil.
I love the gremlins.
Yeah, me too.
If I could have any pet in the world, it'd be a fucking mogwai.
Just don't put water on it.
I would do what I want.
Or feed it at midnight.
I would fuck my mogwai.
I just put fucking eyes at it.
I would fuck my...
If I want more mogwais, I'll throw water on them.
Maybe
feed them after midnight. That's when they turn into gremlins.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Apparently, somebody doesn't watch gremlins enough.
You know, I watched it before, and I thought I was throwing water on them, and they turned into gremlins.
You just peaked
so high.
It's just gonna be. That's what it's gonna sound like.
You know,
like
I'll give two fucking Tostito chips. Don't. I love my Tostito chips.
I did too.
I know,
dude.
Shut up, let me explain.
The hint of lime? The hint of lime?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Oh! Hint of lime?
Hint of lime? God, Grant, quit touching foot's feet!
Back your ass.
We really need to. If this was video, it would be terrible.
We would be the worst people in the world.
Because it's better just audio.
Because they can't see our faces.
That is true, like, all they hear is.
Quit touching my fucking feet!
Yeah, and then they see Stevie Wonder in the background of Phil's video, and he's playing the piano softly, and you're like, why is he playing the piano softly? And you're like,
because
why is Stevie Wonder in it?
I'm gonna put a piano track in right now.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he is.
Yes. Yes.
No,
yes.
But...
Stevie Wonder.
But, what? Michael J. Fox took up the mantle of Stevie Wonder, so he's not dead. He's just Michael J. Fox now.
But Michael J. Fox isn't one.
Wait, no, not Michael J. Fox. Jamie Foxx. There you go.
Ray Charles.
Oh, well, whatever. And Jamie Foxx is a dickhead. Nobody likes him. He should fucking die.
Our women demographic is going to go down considerably just because of that statement.
You know what?
Jamie Foxx.
Two goddamn Tostito chips. And what I'm going to explain about that.
I got so vulgar until Tostito chips. Oh, don't give two motherfucking goddamn Tostito chips.
And first off, put my baseball bat down.
I'm going to sit on it.
No!
I have to pee, and then I'll grab some more.
You need to angle that more towards the wall. There you go. Thank you.
I'm going to use the restroom.
So, what's everything of Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, she's a crackhead.
I think she could have had a career if she didn't suck.
Balls. Well, she'd suck my balls.
Well, you know what, guys? She was in your guys' favorite movie of the year, Machete.
Not my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah,
dude, Machete's badass, and fuck you for judging me.
I am judging you. I've lost.
You tell me a movie that's more. I'm not saying
5% of respect.
Am I saying it is the best movie in the world? No. Am I saying it's badass? Yes.
Am I saying that it was retarded? Yeah.
Yeah, it's because you're racist and you hate Mexicans.
That is not true.
I mean, Jessica Alba was in the movie. It pretty much makes it good.
She was nude. She's nude in the movie.
She is nudie, but
if anyone was teetering on the edge of watching Machete, she's nude.
But you don't see.
It doesn't matter.
Care.
She's nude. You have an imagination. Use it.
I don't know. I just don't care. I don't like that movie. It was a bad movie.
All right, you tell me another movie that has 4 beheadings in the first 10 minutes.
At once.
Oh,
let's see.
You have these in the bathroom? Cool.
Yeah, they were beers.
I hit a whole bunch of them on the top in the toilet, inside of the actual toilet.
In the tank.
In the tank, yes.
This is beer number 5.
I know. In like 30 minutes.
Yeah, we've only been doing this for 40 minutes. Seems like a very long. Long times.
Make sure you get all these cans out.
Long and fellow.
We're actually drinking in school. Because we're in a classroom.
Because it's college.
Dude, you have a beer right there.
Wait, no, that's the one I just gave you.
Good job, drunk ass.
We're drinking and saying fuck the band all at the same time.
But where are we?
Talking about Machete and how it's badass and me and Luke are arguing with
Yeah,
Grant.
But
Grant hasn't seen it.
I know, I haven't, but I'm thinking if you took Danny Trejo with Terry Crews and an AA-12, I don't think that would...
Danny Trejo used to be an ex-con. He was spent fucking hard time in prison.
Yes, but Terry
Those
Crews
fucking
was in
prison.
White Chicks.
Terry Crews was in the Expendables with that badass gun.
Yeah, the AA-12.
That was fucking pretty
That
tight.
Was pretty
Are
sweet.
We saying an AA-12 against one man? Because that's kind of one-sided. Let's say Machete versus Machete.
Then
with an AA-12.
I quit! That was the best part of the movie. It was the only funny part.
Was it trying to be funny?
Apparently it was.
I don't know.
That's your guys' argument, is that it was not meant to be a good movie.
It's
so
not
it was,
meant to be
So
like
it's meant
a,
to be funny.
It's not
it's
meant
to
be
ridiculous. It's meant to be funny.
It's
ridiculous.
It's meant to be fucking.
Do you
oh my
actually,
God,
do you actually think Expendables
that.
Was a real was a good movie?
Yes.
No. Well,
via,
I think Sylvester Stallone
yeah.
thought in his head, this is gonna be a good movie.
No, but via like plot and character development.
Okay,
character
off,
development and
first
plot.
First off, hold on. It is not the ridiculous, retarded way that Machete is portrayed. Machete is just portrayed really badly because Robert Rodriguez doesn't know how to do shit. But, I mean, Sylvester Stallone knows how to do more than I think Robert Rodriguez. I heard your asshole.
Oh, somebody's asshole just puked.
How long is this wooden chain? You're ruining.
That was just bass.
You're ruining.
Put some treble in it. Put some treble in it.
That's my word. Put some treble in it. Thank you for all the Chappelle Show fans.
Yes.
AKA my dick.
Slow motion makes everything better.
I like Machete.
I like Machete.
I haven't seen it, but
I have a feeling you'll probably like it because Justin likes it. You
I don't know.
Like it, you
if,
like it. You'll probably like it.
I don't know. Like
don't
action
know.
Movies,
I just,
action movies. I do not.
I grew up watching shit like that.
Yeah, but you know, me
I,
too.
I can.
I love
I can
RoboCop.
Tell what's a good movie and what is just
right.
A movie where I'm like,
man, you know
fucking
what's so
bad. Good. There's a difference between a good movie and, like, fucking badass.
You know what? So can
he
I.
Cuts
I can too.
He cuts a dude's stomach open and swings from a second-story window with his intestine. That's just bad.
Like, the thing about it is, Machete wasn't even supposed to be a real movie.
Oh,
like
yeah. It was a Grindhouse trailer for the
for,
Grindhouse
it was a,
movies.
It was a fake trailer for a B-rate movie.
A big movie, exactly.
And everybody,
this is
everybody
Clowns,
dug it, you know?
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I think it's awesome.
It is
I love
awesome.
That movie.
I actually...
I'm gonna knock your block
yeah.
off.
Give me back my goddamn Pooh Bear. Punches the spaceship.
I just thought that movie was...
movie's cool.
Killer Clowns.
Fucking turns a human.
But,
it.
Okay, well...
That's right.
With
that
doing that... No, wait,
it
hold on. I'm gonna pause. T, yeah, I'm gonna take a line from...
T for time out.
There, Luke there. T for time. Yeah,
T
I'm going to do a line of coke. But with them talking about old movies, if you look at from now, from our point of view, our point of view.
What's a boy?
I don't know. It's me slurring my words. But,
sorry.
But it's... If you look at an older movie now, if you look at a 1920s horror film and you're like, that shit sucks balls. Well, duh, it does. Now. But in 1920s, it was innovative.
1920s?
It was new.
Not all the time, dude.
But, I mean, it was new, it was innovative.
I think
but
Wolfman is still awesome, not the fucking...
That shitty
Benicio
remake?
The Bull.
The shitty
not
remake
that
was terrible.
With
the only
Anthony
thing
Hopkins
that was good about
Benicio
that movie...
Toro.
The only thing that was good about the movie is Emily Blunt.
Hell yeah!
She's hot as fuck.
And then the old Frankenstein, old Dracula. It has nostalgia to it.
Yeah, but...
And shit, it was...
I mean, that's with, old people stating how much they hate certain video games. Like, I'm an avid fan of 4chan, and 4chan hates Final Fantasy VII. I don't know why, because they're fucking gay.
I understand why, though. It's very overrated. Can you actually explain the storyline and understand why they eventually go and fight Sephiroth? Because it's just like, hey, we got out of Midgar, let's go fight Sephiroth. That's basically how it
goes.
Dude,
I haven't played it since I was like...
I mean, there's nothing...
18?
There's...
Well, I haven't played it from beginning to end without a pause... Since I was probably about 13, 14.
Now, okay, first, I don't have a problem with Final Fantasy VII. I enjoy the game. It's a fun game. I really like RPGs.
I like Cloud.
Cloud
and Sephiroth are like the best enemy hero.
But.
Yeah, because Squall.
Can
and
you tell me.
Ultimacia.
How they actually come to start fighting Sephiroth? It doesn't. It's not clear. It's just kind of like.
I
can piece it together.
I'm
going
to piece it down kind of
it.
A little bit. Like it has to do with Cloud joins. Where does he join?
Avalanche.
That's and Avalanche wants to help the environment. So they destroy Midgar.
I don't know if they portray
they
that in the game.
Midgar at all.
I don't think they portray that in the game. That's why I would say I could probably piece it together in my head why they would want to, but I don't think they actually explain it.
Yeah,
right.
Well, what about Shadow of Colossus?
What about? That's a whole different game.
Yeah, I mean, the whole...
About
you're
X-Men.
But you're talking about...
I'm thinking about tits.
But you're talking about plot and the progression of plot and why... Oh, hey, look, I'm here. I'm in Midgar. Now I'm going to go fight Sephiroth to save the world. Well, what is with Shadow of Colossus?
Well, Shadow
of
Colossus...
Shadow of Colossus has a pretty basic story.
The dude's woman dies. It is
but
against,
what about the...
It is against their religion, like their belief, to do what he's doing. He's going against their whole... belief system.
So,
and he does it anyway, but no one has ever done it, and thus, blah, blah. I don't know if anyone's ever... They don't even know what I'm talking about. Child
yeah,
of Colossus.
If you haven't played it...
But I'm not going
to
say the end, but it leads into the...
It is a prequel to Ico, and that's how it leads
Ico.
Off. That's the ending, is that it kind of leads...
Fucking want Last Guardian.
Yeah, and
they're
mentioning... Wait, no, hold on. I want to... They're, like, the God of War collection and the whole Sly Cooper collection. They're going to do Shadow of the Colossus, 1080p, and Ico, PS3 with trophies, fucking fantastic, blow loads in faces, that shit. Amazingness.
Amazingless. It's
no.
Going to be fucking terrible.
No, amazingness on the PS3, but yeah.
And only
like,
the PS3.
Because it only does...
Everything.
High five.
I like that.
You know, if you can hack the PS3, it will probably give you a blowjob, because it only does everything.
In the commercials, the original commercials, you could solve a Rubik's Cube with it.
How?
You don't want to know.
Hurts your butt.
Butt hurt. Butt equals hurt. MB.
Butt equals boom boom ouch.
My butt!
MB stands for not my back, but my butt.
My butt!
My bad. I was saying something. I had a flow going. No, Shadow of Colossus has a pretty straightforward story. So,
I need something to do. I really want to smoke, and I can't. I have no oral fixation right now.
Play with your dick.
I'm just gonna do this.
He's gonna make you. He's gonna hit you.
I'm not gonna move. I'm not gonna mix up. All like right. If I change it, I'm just gonna go like that.
Sephiroth.
Anyway, the progression to the team, the party fighting Sephiroth is not really clear. It doesn't really ever explain it.
Well, maybe, is it because maybe that he kills Aerith? That what causes Cloud to want to take revenge?
But
I don't know, they're not clear about anything.
No. Final Fantasy...
Because it's a Japanese RPG.
Final Fantasy VIII was definitely, in my opinion, a much better game.
Ten
was definitely the best.
Fucking
story.
Ten had the
story,
most interesting direct story, and it made sense.
Gameplay was not terrible either. It was still turn-based.
I love the turn-based. Okay, first off, hold on before you interrupt. Please, 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 Square Enix or whoever the fuck is making RPGs now, do not stray away from the turn-based. I love turn-based. Turn-based is much better than try to react in the situation.
What pisses me
I love turn-based.
They'll keep turn-based on the handhelds. They'll keep turn-based on handhelds, but they won't for the major consoles.
Yeah, but, well, look at Altus and the people who make Disgaea and, I don't know if you know, but they make Disgaea, Eternal Sonata, is it kind of turn-based?
No. Not really.
I mean, more of like Kingdom Hearts where it's action and RPG.
Well, I mean, it's like turn-based, but they move. It's not
It's
not what I like. I'm old school.
But no, but Disgaea, like Disgaea, if you've ever...
Attack.
You pick your shit,
miss.
Then you wait and watch what happens.
Yep.
And then you're like, God damn it.
I hit him! Yes!
It gives you time to think.
Chrono Trigger even has like
It gives you time to think, and it works someone's brain more, I think.
Chrono Trigger has the element of like Final Fantasy VII, where you've got the time bar, but you still choose in between that time.
Yeah, I hate those kind of games.
Yeah, well,
sorry,
Luke,
guys.
Luke, you just started gaming like 2 months ago.
It doesn't even much matter, man.
Yeah,
like,
yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
no,
it does.
I'm still gonna. All right, tea for time the fuck out because no
tea for fucking time.
I get
3
timeouts.
Why do you get 3?
Because everybody does. It's
yeah,
a,
because
it's
like a sports game. Yeah,
it's a
There's
cardinal
3.
Fucking rule.
God,
I hate
drinking this podcast going for 2 hours.
I know. Yes,
it's not gonna.
We're probably gonna end it in about 9 minutes. But anyway, I don't really like the whole turn-based thing. Like, I just get bored and.
Well, it's because you're a loon.
I just like to know what the fuck is going on and be able to solve whatever the problem is right away instead of waiting to see if I missed or if I got 20% damage. Who farted?
This guy.
It'll be Grant Oski.
Somebody's got a talkative asshole.
Anyway, it's about that talkative bum.
Grant farted and it smelled terrible.
And, are we going to wrap it up now?
Wrap you up.
In cellophane.
And smoke me. Like a sweet turkey bacon.
I'm going to take this last 8 minutes or so to rant about fucking Twilight again.
Man, Robert Pattinson, for real, dude.
Could you have
dude.
Really... I wish you really did die in September 11th.
I read that he... Oh, no, not Robert Pattinson, but... Taylor Lautner and Emma Watson is going to be in a movie together. Yes.
Emma Watson's hot as fuck.
Yeah, but...
She's cute.
Taylor Lautner...
I wouldn't say she's hot as fuck. Like, she's attractive. She's
I think Rachel Weisz is hot as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Rachel Weisz.
Fountain.
Mm.
The Mummy movies.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But,
spread her butt.
Spread them cheeks.
Yeah,
pull my butt apart.
You seen the trailer for Red Riding Hood?
I have not.
That looks fucking
like
dumb.
Shit. It looks like shit. It looks like shit. It
you
looks
disagree,
like shit.
I want to see it.
Looks like shit. Looks like shit.
I did see the trailer for the new X-Men movie, and it does
There's
look
a new
interesting.
One?
Yeah.
First, X-Men First Class.
Yeah, it's when Professor X and Magneto are... Young.
Buddy buddies.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart can't be young.
And the dude...
He's too old.
I am always
the dude from Wanted is playing Professor X.
Every time I see Patrick Stewart walking,
James
it fucks
McAvoy?
With me so hard.
Patrick Swayze?
James McAvoy is playing...
Yes.
When a ghost like Swayze.
Get it? I'm ghost like fucking Swayze. I wish I could be ghost like Swayze.
And fuck Demi Moore.
Patrick Swayze, I'd pay to touch that man.
Remember in that movie Roadhouse?
I do remember the Titans.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse.
There's an episode of Squidbillies where they make fun of
Family Guy.
No, it's Patrick Swayze.
They do the gum. they do.
No, it's Patrick Swayze.
No,
the
but
show.
No, Squidbillies. They do the.
The
episode's called
the show.
The episode's called Swayze Crazy, and it's about like one of the guys thinks he's Patrick Swayze. Swayze.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, I haven't either,
Swayze.
But I heard it's funny.
Are you Jewish?
Swayze. Patrick Swayze.
So yeah.
Digging for oil there.
Swayze.
I'm gonna smack you in the mouth, and then you're not gonna put up a fight like Egypt.
Yeah, too bad, Swayze.
Where did you get a bagel?
I made it.
Can I have a bite of that?
No. Can I have another bite of that?
So, Twilight. Gay.
Twatlight.
Yeah. Go see, watch Taint Light on Netflix if you have it. It's bad.
I was going to do this discreetly because, you know, for feelings, but no one can hear it, like, see this, so don't watch Taint Light.
Yeah, don't.
It's probably awful, too.
No, it is. The only funny part is that they called, there's this vampire.
You get more enjoyment out of watching Twilight and laughing at how stupid that was.
No, but there's a part where vampires, he makes fun of the sparkly vampires, and they call them fagpires. And that's probably about the only funny part in the movie,
The funniest part of the Twilight saga is that the dude who plays Jacob was fucking Shark Boy.
Oh, because I was going to say the whole damn thing, so.
The whole damn thing, but he's also fucking Shark Boy.
Do you realize it's only been 3.5 minutes?
Woo!
Shark
Simba,
boy.
Quit cleaning yourself. Simba's a cat.
he's our fifth guest.
Simba's our host.
So
Simba is our gimp.
So we just want to let this run for another 5 minutes, empty space.
Nah,
no, we'll talk, man.
We'll just ramble on about. It'd be funny. Politics and.
Politics.
Africans.
Did anyone see that interview with Paula Abdul when she was drunk as shit, and she was like trying to talk to the guy? She like raises her leg up in the air. She's like, "I'm a dancer." Dance with a cartoon cat. Why did you judge people of their singing ability when you suck balls, literally?
No.
She was an LA Lakers cheerleader.
And then you dance with a cartoon cat for fame.
You got a record deal because you can fake sing.
Then you suck.
So did so can Millie Vanilli, but then they got caught.
Yeah, but this is before Millie Vanilli.
No, man. Fucking Vanilla Ice. This is not like MC Hammer.
He has a reality show now that he flips houses. Vanilla Ice does.
Yeah,
really?
Sounds about right.
He flips houses because he used to live in them. He's got to make money somehow.
Gotta make his trailer pay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people may listen to this. We live in a trailer. And I'm like, okay, you have high-speed internet in a trailer.
And a 2011 Cadillac CTS.
CTS-V.
You're not white trash, you fucking dick.
What the fuck went wrong there?
Yeah, 2011 Cadillac CTS-V with 526 horsepower.
Wow, you work at Valvoline.
I know. I work at Valvoline. Valvoline.
Because, you know, because we're talking about everybody, you know, this time, so... Grant works at Valvoline.
Grant works at Valvoline.
I have a background in graphic design because I went to school for about a year and a half. And then I said, fuck it, because it was bullshit.
Fuck it?
If you're with me,
if you ain't got paid, you ain't got laid in 100 days, say fuck it.
Busy as supposed to, damn right. I keep it pimping.
That's right.
White dude Nikes, suburban living, and the blunts have high feet.
What?
The blunts half.
Blunts half.
Hyphy.
I'm so drunk.
I'm eating a bagel.
You're sobering up, you son of a bitch.
I'm eating a bagel.
I wish I didn't have to drive.
You don't have to drive just yet.
You got another 2 minutes.
I make wooden dildos.
Chill out in my fucking classroom until the podcast ends.
Dildonts.
I make wooden
dildos.
I make wooden dildos. Because you would not want one of these in your butt.
You don't want to see that in your vagina or butthole.
You don't.
Maybe if they're lacquered and they're nice and smooth.
They are pretty smooth.
But yeah, Aaron, he works at a movie theater.
Woo!
I don't work.
The guy I'm drinking.
Luke is a waiter. Or used to be one.
When I have a job. I'm in between jobs.
You work at the pub and get fired in a week because you won't stop drinking your shit.
But it's so good.
It's so good.
Oh my god, that probably won't be.
Y'all bitches got Crown Royal. I can't stop.
Nah, dude, I'm a Jack Daniels kind of guy.
Yep, me
boom,
too.
Boom,
this
pound. Fist pound.
Yeah.
Fist pound.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
Jackie
name.
D. Jackie D.
Well, this concludes our drunken podcast.
Had to happen sometime.
And it just
and
did.
It just had to be the third episode. The third one. We haven't even.
It's episode three.
You know what's
going to
happen?
It's like Star Wars. It kind of sucks.
We're
going to
like do like about maybe six of these, and then no one's going to give a fuck, or we're going to get taken out of iTunes because of being so vulgar sometimes.
No, no, we have the explicit label.
But then in like 2 years, people are going to be like, hey, discover
right.
us, and then clamoring for it, and then. Demanded back, and
yeah, like
have
like,
to do this,
and then we'll come back.
And
stage.
Then I'm gonna have to blame my job for my alcoholism because I'm only funny when I'm drunk.
That's right.
Yeah, like Family Guy, which yeah, because it was gone and then became famous again, and yeah,
ruined.
All
right,
back home now.
All right, guys.
Bye, guys.
I hope you enjoyed.
Peace out.
Sweden.
Stay tuned to Tricycle Stunt Club!
Tricycle Stunt Club!
Episode 4!
Yay!
Tricycle Stunt Club!
Tricycle Stunt Club!
Bye.